I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Well, of course, let's get to it. It's Thursday afternoon. You haven't heard from me for a while. I understand it. I just looked at my stats, and I only had 300 listens this week. It wasn't long ago, I was well over 1,000, so I guess I'm being punished for not podcasting more often. But why haven't I? Because there's not much to say. It's so mundane. It's so standard. It's so almost predictive on either side. But the main thing that I keep hearing over and over again from both the Democrats and the Republicans is this whole concept of Russian collusion. Russian collusion. If you listen to Hannity, you're not sure who they colluded with. Maybe it was Hillary Clinton. If you listen to Democrats, it was probably Republicans. But I wish we could get these arguments out of the clouds, out of the atmosphere, and down to some basic components. We do not have to be lawyers. We do not have to have a degree in behavioral psychology or degree in logic or degree in math to understand that no one knows what anyone is talking about. For example, we have the term Russian collusion. And then other people call it Russian interference. Then other people call it Russian mingling. I have heard for at least 50 years of my life, way back into the 50s, that the Russians are coming. There was even a couple of movies made about it. The Russians are coming. The Russians are building ballistic missiles that can destroy the United States. So we need to build ballistic missiles that can destroy Russia. Yes, mutual assured destruction. So they built 1,000 ballistic missiles, and we built 1,000. And they built 2,000, and we built 2,000. And there were movies and movies about how these were launched accidentally, and the countries were destroyed, and the Russians were coming. If we don't fight in Vietnam or Korea, the Russians will come. If we don't do something, the Russians will do that. But that's beside the point of the collusion issue. What does it mean, interference? What does the press even tell us they've done? Okay, maybe they hacked somebody's email. Okay, I guess that's wrong, but that didn't affect my vote. As far as I know, it didn't affect anybody's vote that I know. I've never seen any survey that says it affected anybody else's vote. They colluded with somebody. Colluded to do what? Of course, Trump wanted to win the election and the Democrats didn't want him to. Okay, so they paid some Russian group $5 million to write a fake dossier. Okay, I agree that might be illegal, but of course nothing has happened. But the point is, all of that didn't affect anybody's vote. People said they voted anyway. There's no survey that says the Russians affected my vote. Well, the people who master in the art of FUD, FUD is what IBM became the most successful sales company in the world on, selling 360 computers, and they got two books to discuss it. FUD, never forget it. You see it working today. What does it mean? It means fear, uncertainty, and doubt. Cast fear in the other person's mind. Cast uncertainty in the other person's mind. Cast doubt. Turn on your TV. You better convert to gold because the market's going to drop 10,000 points, and the only safe way is to have your money in gold. You're stupid if you don't. You need to buy, you know, a dozen or so gold bars and put them upstairs. And if things go bad, I guess you can eat them or take them to your grocery store. But by the way, no one is going to give you food for gold. But the fear that they cast, call now, the market's going to drop. I can save you millions of dollars. Or the one I love where it says, I'll show you how to make money when the market goes up, and I'll show you how to make money when the market goes down. Well, yeah, if you knew which way it was going, it would be pretty simple to do that. Fear, fear, FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. That's what comes across when they say Russian collusion. It is so popular. I heard someone on TV the other day, he was being questioned by one of the intelligence committees, of which there got to be dozens. And he said, we have to stop this Russian mingling in our elections. But what are they doing? They're mingling. And we have information, important intel, intel that only we have, and intel that we're not going to share with you because we can't. It's a national security risk. But we have this intel that the Russians are now trying to mingle in some local elections. They don't even tell us what that means. It probably means they caught somebody from Russia trying to hack somebody's email account. Pretty much what we're probably doing ourselves into Russian email accounts. I'm not saying it's right because we do it. I'm just saying that's expected. We've done a lot worse. But the real point is, if they hack 25 email accounts, did they impact anybody's vote? Find someone who says, gosh, the Russian collusion that I know Trump did, I changed my vote because of that. Otherwise, I would have voted for Clinton. But the Russians encouraged me to vote for Trump. See how stupid it sounds? Collusion, interference, mingling. We have to get some of these arguments out of the cloud and down to common sense. If our intelligence agencies find out that the Russians or some Russian group or some Russian person or some Russian institution or some Russian organization is hacking into Joe Smith's email account, then they should just say it. Oh, but Bob, they can't say it. Well, why not? Why can't they say it? Because then the Russians will know that we can monitor what they're doing. So it's better for us just to say things like, we know the Russians are doing it. And why? Because if the Russians are listening, they'll know we know what they're doing. Maybe they'll know that. Or maybe they won't. Or maybe they don't give a crap. Or maybe they're just hacking into some email accounts because they've got some extra time on their hands and want to see if they can do it. Okay, I understand that we don't want another country mingling, interfering, or colluding in our elections. But by the way, this is a worldwide internet that we have. And somebody in other countries through proxy can take out advertising. Well, let's look at that for a second. Did the Russians take out a lot of advertising that changed everybody's minds? Now, I don't remember exactly, but I remember reading somewhere that there was some ads taken out by some Russian group on Facebook, and maybe it was a few hundred thousand dollars worth. Well, Trump took out $93 million of ads on Facebook. Now, advertising is such that in this world, a few hundred thousand dollars doesn't even create reasonable recognition of what you're doing. So if the Russians are doing advertising and we know about it, then we should stop it. We have the power to stop it. Facebook, Google, all these people can stop it. Remember who was the senator from Minnesota, I think he's probably resigned now, the old Saturday Night Live guy said, Google knows everything. They have all the knowledge. How do we get senators like that? drinking. That was a stupid thing to say, but he probably believes it. That's the problem. Thank heaven he's gone. At least I think he's gone. But let's get back to the point again about this whole Russian collusion. The only guy that I know that might pin this whole thing down is Tucker Carlson, because he looks for specifics. He doesn't argue in the cloud. There's nothing going on in the cloud but people that are trying to sell us something, politicians. And they're trying to sell us things on fear, uncertainty, and doubt. We have intel that the Russians are now mingling in local elections. Well, what intel do you have? Well, we can't disclose that. All right. Well, can you disclose anything? No, we can't. Well, you're disclosing that you have intel. What kind of intel? You see, it's mystery stuff. It's more of scaring Americans. The Russians are coming. What would you rather have? The Russians launch a intercontinental ballistic missile or hack into a few email accounts? I would say the email accounts are probably, you know, my first choice. If they can figure out a way to do it, then we need to figure out a way to have better security on our important email accounts. Because accusing them of doing it isn't going to do anything. They're not going to raise their hand and say, you've accused us of hacking into Joe Smith's email account, so I guess we'll just stop doing it. And by the way, if our intelligence agencies know that the Russians are hacking into Joe Smith's email account, what does that tell you? It tells you that they know what's going on in Joe Smith's email account. So when they start talking about Russian mingling, I think we should ask them, are you monitoring citizens' email? Which email accounts are you monitoring that you're able to conclude the Russians are hacking into those email accounts? I just encourage people to not get sucked in by the FUD sales pitch. If you want to scare me about the Russians are coming, give me some specifics. Because I've been around too long, and it seems like every 10 years, the Russians are coming. Now, I know we need a good competitor. I'm all for Russia being our competitor. And I know they're horrible people, and they bomb this country and bomb that country, and they build weapons that they sell to other countries. But wait a minute, that's what we do. Well, okay, so they're a good competitor. And maybe we're better off with a good competitor, because maybe we work harder. I really question the fundamental principle that the best deterrent is the biggest weapon. I really question that. I didn't when I was 20, but I question how valid that is. How valid a premise that is for building up your own weaponry. Let's build more planes. Let's build more bombs. Let's build more weapons. But wait a minute. What about their email hacking? Well, let's not do anything on that. Let's just accuse them of email hacking. You see, the issue of Russian collusion, the issue that investigating committees have in front of them is defining what that means. And we're never going to know. It'll never be in any report because it'll be redacted out, or we won't be trusted enough as citizens to see that for another 25 or 50 years. Then we'll find out it was pretty much innocuous. But it's the basis upon which institutions, organizations, intelligence committees get their power. Because you get power from scaring people. Pick up any good sales book and you'll see it. You sell on fear, uncertainty, and doubt. If you don't buy this, your competitor will, and you're going to lose market share. So you better buy it. This is the best product you can buy. How do I know? I sell the product. If you don't know that, then you're just plain stupid. You must not have any clothes on. Fear, uncertainty, and doubt. The next time you watch any ad, any political ad, next time you watch a politician testify in front of Congress, listen when they start their predicates, their premises, with fear, uncertainty, and doubt. The Russians are mingling in our elections, and this is horrible. And no American, no American, no country person, no good citizen, no one, regardless of race, religion, or creed, is in favor of Russian mingling, or Russian interference. And the other day, when that wasn't enough, I heard one of our senators say, "I'm not so worried about Russia. I'm worried about China. China can do all those things. They've got a lot of people over there in China. And they're stealing our intellectual property right and left." Okay, why is that? Well, if you subcontract something in China, you can believe that it will eventually be transferred to another Chinese company and sold back into the United States under a different name. So, if you want to protect your intellectual property, don't build it there. Don't build things in a country that doesn't protect your intellectual property. We do in the United States. If a Chinese company builds something here and we try to rip that company off, we'll get sued in court. But what I've tried to tell you, that doesn't happen in China. They have different intellectual property laws. So the more we subcontract into China, the more intellectual property we give away. That's just fundamental. I don't have to be a lawyer. I don't have to be a behavioral scientist to know that. It's common sense. But I can tell you, I was in that business for years in Silicon Valley, and that's the way it works. If you subcontract it over there, it's gone. It's going to come back at you. So we covered a few things today, and I wanted to cover more, but I really want people to think about these terms, Russian collusion, interference, and mingling. Is Russia going into our voting booths and changing people's votes? Is that what they're trying to find out, that the 55 million people, plus or minus, that voted for Trump, they didn't vote for Trump, they voted for Clinton, but the Russians got into the voting booths and changed the votes? Is that what happened? Is that what Clinton believes? I think they might. I think in the background, Clinton thinks they got into our voting booths and changed people's votes. You know how many thousands of voting booths we have? We have a hard time getting the voting right ourselves. Nobody has said Russia has got into our voting booths because they have no proof for that. To me, that would be real collusion. But interference, hacking a few email accounts, get better passwords. So the conclusion is the following. There isn't any Russian collusion. There isn't any Russian interference. There isn't any Russian mingling. Using the terms as I would use them, which is, has anything Russian did, anything Russia did, affected a single vote, negatively or positively? Have they changed a single vote by their actions? Has anyone said that? I would think the Intelligence Committee should just simply send a broadcast to America. Did anybody change your vote because of Russian information or seeing a Russian ad or any ad? Did you change your vote? Let's face it, Democrats, they vote Democratic regardless. A lot of Republicans do the same. Nobody's changing their vote because they got a call from a Russian agent saying, "Mr. Sherwood, we have your name and address, and we're a Russian intelligence agency, and we see you're going to vote for Clinton, but we think you should vote for Trump or else." See, that would be collusion. That would be mingling. That would be real interference. But that didn't happen. Or at least, I'm not aware of it happening. And neither is any intelligence committee. But nobody wants to ask the common sense questions. Why? Because it is popular. It is trendy. to say things like, we've got to watch out for the Russians. We've got to watch out for China. I've been hearing that for 50 years. We need to watch out for ourselves. If China has taken intellectual property, it's our fault, not because they're doing anything deliberate. We subcontract things to China and we lose the technology. That's it. When we sell all these airplanes, these other countries, don't kid yourself. I know we keep back certain technologies, but more than likely, once we start selling our weapons to other countries sooner or later, they figure out how to make the weapon better. They're not dumb. Russian collusion, Russian mingling, Russian interference. It's all FUD. It's all sales pitches based on fear, uncertainty, and doubt put forth by most of our politicians. Because why? Because they can. Because no one pins them down. There isn't a definition of these three things. Think about it. That's all for today. Okay, so coming next week, it looks like I've been challenged. That's right. I've been challenged by a person I've interviewed on the show once before. And he said, I don't remember the quote exactly, but something like, the most dangerous thing in America today, the biggest threat to democracy is Trump. So sometime next week, I'm going to have that debate with that person on the show. I wish it could be live, but I will be recording it. And of course, we're going to have to define for openers, what's democracy? If there's a threat to it and it goes away, what's left? If there's a threat to it, what's the threat? Is it going to be bombed? Is it going to be changed? Is it going to be altered? How do you pose a threat to democracy? I don't know. We're going to find out next week, because I'm going to interview someone who has told me that he's going to show me how that Trump is the biggest threat to democracy. And if I don't see that, I'm just plain ignorant, which I might be, but I doubt it. So that's all for now. Listen in. I'm going to be back podcasting for a while once we get something to talk about. Maybe infrastructure will be fun to talk about for a while. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Hope you had a nice Valentine's Day and took your spouse or girlfriend or friend out for dinner. I was out last night and I just saw couples and couples and couples and more couples. That's Valentine's Day.